Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation
at 800-760-4895, 800-760-4895.
We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off.
Call 800-760-4895, 800-760-4895, 800-760-4895. That's 800-760-4895.
Oh, hey there, boys and girls. How you doing? Not quite sure how you found this unmitigated disaster of a radio program, but for whatever the reasons you're here, God bless you. You found Sports Overnight America. iHeartRadio Live, iTunes, the TuneIn app, Sirius and XM channel. I don't know. I think we're on channel 93 tonight. I know it's 203 for the rest of the week, but I think we're on 93. Look, whatever channel we're on, you're listening to us, so what do you care, right? I'm the host of this unmitigated disaster. My name is Jerry Burke. Thanks. I don't know where to start. We had a 4-overtime game in Atlanta between the Knicks and the Hawks. And bizarre hiring by the team that really can't afford to be bizarre right now, and that's the Santa Clara 49ers. We don't call them San Francisco here any longer. There was actually a defensive struggle of sorts in the Pro Bowl game. And, God, why do they do this with the – I'd say I love hockey. But what a joke that All-Star game is. It really, really is. They should make it worth something like – I don't know. I mean, Canada bragging rights are a big deal, but – I don't know. We'll figure it out. Now, somewhere in the building is Cabby. I don't know where. He's supposed to be sitting right next to me right now. He is not. One of the most least dependable human beings on the history of this or any other known planet. It's not his fault. Well, it's his fault, but we won't get into that. 1-800-878-7529. That's the phone number here. For those of you who have been trying to get a hold of the White House, I'm sure the line's been busy, but give it a shot anyway. 202-456-1414. 717-344-7793. That's the number of the girl I went to my high school prom with. Now, her family doesn't live there any longer. I know she doesn't live there any longer. I don't think she wants to talk to me anyway. I'm not quite sure why not. I mean, hell, on her prom night, Chris, I put out, what, like three times? Twice with her. Hi, Sue, by the way. It's nice to see you're doing well. 1-800-878-7529. Interesting. Oh, there he is. Well, we'll get to you in a second. Do not elaborate on your physical maladies right now, Cabby. Just stay there. Just keep your mouth shut. Interesting possibility for Carmelo Anthony. Heading somewhere where they don't need him. As opposed to somewhere where he's not wanted. We'll make it up. Nah, we'll get to that. But see, your microphone's not even on, so you should just shut the hell up! Sports Overnight America.
This is Chris Townsend for the Pro Hammer Baseball Training Bat. The Pro Hammer Bat is the number one training tool in all of baseball, currently being used at all levels from Major League Baseball all the way down to Little League. We even have a softball version. The bat is essential for any ball player to take their game to the next level. Go to their website, phbat.com, and use the coupon code baseball. That's phbat.com, and use the coupon code baseball to get the special deal. You want results? Use the Pro Hammer Bat.
Hey there, did you know that with a bachelor's degree, on average, you could make almost twice as much over a lifetime than a person with just a high school diploma? It's true. According to the 2012 U.S. Census Bureau, college grads with a bachelor's degree make almost twice as much as high school grads. Now, going back to school is easier than ever at Independence University. Log on and complete coursework from the park, or the beach, or even your couch watching the kids. And Independence University gives you the tools, a free tablet and laptop, for undergrad students to use and keep when they graduate. That's right. Get a laptop so you can go to college from anywhere. Take the first step to a new career in business, information technology, healthcare, or graphic arts. Call to find the online degree program that's right for you, and you could be on your way to increasing your earning potential.
800-797-1256. 800-797-1256. That's 800-797-1256.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
855-325-1780. 855-325-1780. That's 855-325-1780.
I love iHeartRadio.
iHeartRadio.
Love it.
Everywhere, man.
Seriously.
Everywhere, man.
20 million songs from 450,000 artists. iHeartRadio.
Reno, Chicago, Fargo, Minnesota, Buffalo, Toronto, Winslow, Sarasota.
Create my own radio stations.
iHeartRadio. Millions of songs, thousands of stations, one free app. iHeartRadio is that easy. Download the app today or listen online at iHeartRadio.com.
You're listening to Sports Overnight America.
I didn't think they let people with drug convictions in.
Darling, it's not a conviction, just a firm belief.
Yes.
Hell yeah! God, I love App Fab. Ooh, Sly and the Family Stone.
Hey, 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 hey!
Yeah!
It is getting strong!
Sports Overnight America, iHeartRadio Live, iTunes, the TuneIn app, Sirius and XM channel. I think we're on 93 tonight. I know we're on 203 the rest of the week. Oh, you're stealing my blanket. I'm freezing in here, man. Along with my... Are you ready to speak English yet?
No.
My personal chauffeur and fashion consultant, the great Cabby.
Airport protester.
Yeah, they... we're going to get to that.
We are.
We're going, definitely going to get to that because we got a lot to cover tonight. Being, I mean, the tension and the drama that was the Pro Bowl and the NHL Hockey All-Star Game. Actually, for once, it was actually kind of a defensive struggle in the Pro Bowl game. I want to start tonight, and by the way, 1-800-878-7529, that is the number, a little Sly and the Family Stone from their Woodstock performance in the background. You get a chance, one of the great visuals in rock history. We're going to get to all of that. And Christian, you're in Galveston County, Texas. We're going to get to you in just a little bit as soon as we want to lower the IQ of this show. And I say that with all due respect to the man who is called the intellectual portion of the program. So, the Knicks want to get rid of Carmelo Anthony in the worst way.
Now, they started good, but they're like, what, 5-15
or as the rest of the English-speaking world would say, yeah. They started out well.
English, and then tanked.
Follow along here as I read along with CBS Sports.
No.
The Knicks want to move Carmelo Anthony. Actually, yeah. You don't need me to tell you that one. The Clippers, according to all reports, they want Carmelo Anthony. They don't need Carmelo Anthony. They want him, though. Do you know who may be the team that makes out as a bandit out of all of this mess?
Your Celtics?
My Boston Celtics.
Ooh.
They don't want Carmelo Anthony, but they're going to help the Clippers get him. Here's how. Follow along. And if you can figure this one out, you're a better man than I. Okay. The Knicks president, That's Phil Jackson, by the way. He instructed, they want to move Anthony. They're going to make the Celtics part of a three-player deal. Here's what the Celtics need: rebounding, rim protection, defensive size, and religion. Okay? The Clippers, they need to find a way to beat the Warriors. Melo doesn't help them, but they want him anyway. J.J. Redick going to the Celtics from the Clippers. The Celtics are going to be sending some couple of bench guys over to the Knicks. The Clippers send Carmelo Anthony to the Clippers. Paul Pierce would be sent back to Boston so he can retire as a Celtic. That's part of the good part of the deal. And who's the other person? The Celtics will be giving up Amir Johnson and Jonas Jerebko. That's it. they're not going to miss a thing out of that. But they're going to get J.J. Redick. He's not the greatest rebounder the world's ever seen, but here's a newsflash for you. He is a hell of a defensive player. Here is where it gets really, really interesting. All right? And I can never pronounce his name, and it's going to drive me nuts. Amul from the Clippers? He's going to be a Celtic, too.
Wait, which guy from the Clippers?
Amul. I can't remember his last name. My screen just went dead. So basically how it works out is this. The Clippers are the Knicks are going to get rid of some salary cap space, a whole hell of a lot of it. They're going to get nobody. Oh, by the way, Doc Rivers, your son?
Yes.
He's going to the Knicks as well. And you're going to get a guy who's not going to help you one bit.
Wait a minute. Rivers is going to quit the Clippers?
No, Rivers, his son, who's playing with the LA Clippers.
Oh.
He's getting traded to the Knicks as well. And you're going to get rid of...
And
the Clippers are going to pick up somebody they don't need. And a team that's going to make out... Gee, Danny Ainge outsmarted them again. I wonder how that happened. God bless my...
Your Celtics are kind of average this year, right?
They're third in the East.
Yeah, but I mean, they're losing a few key games here and there.
They're three games behind the top seed in the East. Okay. They're defending NBA champs. They're three games behind them. Big deal.
So are we going to make the call that 76ers get into the playoffs?
Great article. And I want to read it a little bit later that they wrote in here as well about rebuilding and how they've been a laughingstock for years and a day.
Oh.
But, boy, whose future would – you had $1,000.
Yep.
Whose future would you invest in? The Sixers or the Lakers? And that's how the whole story is predicated.
I'm also a big fan of the Simmons. He's hasn't played yet.
I know.
He's a coming.
They've won 8 of their last 10 and 2 of them without him. Then even boys and girls, we're going to get to all of that. Like I said, the night is young, in a manner of speaking. And in doing so, first, we have to go check out the intellectual portion of the program. And for that, clap, 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 clap. John Updike, the great writer, once referred to Texas as the place where you can look further and see less than any other place on earth. Deep in the heart of Texas. The new head of the Department of Energy, a man who thought that made him an ambassador for the oil and tech gas companies, Rick Perry, he's from Texas. But we head to Galveston County, Texas, which brought you Valerie Perrine, Miss Teschbacher, as well as the first African-American heavyweight champion, Jack Johnson. Also brings us our friend Christian. Christian, welcome to Sports Over at America. Stop singing. What's on your mind, my friend?
Thanks for having me on, Jerry Burke.
No problem.
How are you this weekend?
Sorry, say that again?
I was just asking, how are you and Cabby this weekend?
Cabby's sick as a dog. I got bitten by a spider when I was climbing in my orange tree yesterday. My face is swollen twice the size that it should be. I'm out of alcohol. I'm low on cigarettes. Yes. But other than that, I'm doing just great. What's on your mind, my friend?
Nothing much.
Then why did you call? Let me ask you. Every time I ask you, what's in your mind, you'll say nothing much. And I always wonder, well, then why did you call?
Rocket fever.
Because it comes down to this particular show, it's the only sports radio program, or night, that I feel welcome being on.
Well, that and we're the only one this time of night that's actually live as well.
Yeah, that is true, especially because of the other network.
So we got that going for us as well. Oh, by the way, Mabah Amuti is the player that the other one, the Celtics, would get, who can't score to save his life, but he is good. He's good in the paint, so I'll take him there. Here's a newsflash for you. You want to trade? Okay, fine. Austin Rivers, you go to the Knicks. Fine. Carmelo Anthony, you go to the Clippers, where you're not needed, and the Celtics get J.J. Redick. I'll take that any day of the week. How about you, Christian?
I don't know, because what's the point of sending Carmelo Anthony to the Clippers?
They don't need him. They don't, of all things they need, that ain't it. To use improper English.
I mean, I feel as though the Clippers got all that they currently need. They don't need an extra star to build themselves around.
No, this is more, I don't know why they think. It's not like the Lakers are breathing down their necks for publicity. Look, this is just another example of the Clippers being the Clippers.
You can't see it as a playoff move for possible chance against the Warriors?
No chance.
Offset Durant.
They do not need Carmelo. Carmelo Anthony is something they don't need. I could come up with 10 reasons why they don't need him. I can only come up with one that they do. And that is in case three guys go down in a car crash tomorrow, then he can make up some of their scoring. Because I got news for you. The Clippers have a nice. They got Blake Griffin. They got a nice, you know, and Chris Paul's hurt, but I mean, they got a nice little blend there. They pass the ball around. That all ends the minute he takes the floor for the gold for the Los Angeles Clippers of San Diego via Buffalo.
That is true, but
that's not why you called. Is it?
Still don't. So, when it comes down to Carmelo, and I'll get to my point.
And by the way, he did score 45 in a losing effort in a quadruple overtime.
Game.
Yeah, 142-139. They were beaten by Atlanta. Quadruple overtime. Yeah. It's funny. You think about it, Denver scored 144 in regulation a couple days ago. So anyway, what's up?
Wow. But still, though, about Melo going to the Clippers, I don't think he would be a good mix because if you understand the Clippers right now, especially seeing the fact that they've been good for about half a decade, maybe more.
Who? Are you talking about the Clippers?
Well, since they got Blake Griffin.
Okay, 5 years.
They're better than the Lakers.
We'll give you half a decade. They've been good. They've been great. They've been good. All right.
Yeah, but to be honest, they don't really need him. And I'm not lying to y'all. They don't really need him.
No, they don't.
They've been.
The ones who make out in this are the Celtics. The Celtics dump off a couple of things they don't need. They really don't need. They don't want. They can't use. And they get back J.J. Redick and another really good defensive player, which is what they need.
And Knicks get a little cap room.
And they get $17 million in cap room.
Exactly, but if that does happen, which I hope not, and if it comes back to bite them in the ass,
Phil Jackson's going to be the laughing stock again. Here's why. Here's a guy who's supposedly, the genius. No, every team he ever won a title with, he inherited great teams. He tweaked a little bit. That was it. Here's a newsflash here. I could have won with those Bull teams. Cabbie could have won with those Bull. You could have won with. They didn't need a coach that could have won with those Bull teams. He goes somewhere where he has to build. Notice how great of a job he's doing.
He's no Mark Jackson.
No, he's no Mark Jackson. He's no Danny Ainge either.
That's right.
Think about it. Danny Ainge is a better front office person than Phil Jackson. Shocking. Go ahead.
Exactly.
Go ahead. Continue.
Now, another question I want to get off my chest. Jerry, you there?
No.
We left.
We left. Go ahead and continue anyway. The people who are sitting in our places will listen to you diligently. What's on your mind?
Okay. The Super Bowl's next week. But I feel that people are caring a hell of a lot less about the game, more about the entertainment aspect of it. Like, for example, I know that people are basically going to be looking at this whole Super Bowl opening night thing that's going to be happening in exactly less than 24 hours at Minute Maid Park.
I don't care. I don't care. I don't.
Yeah, I know you probably don't care, but the point I'm trying to make, Jerry Burke and Cabby, is do you think that when it comes down to the Super Bowl nowadays, people care more about the entertainment aspect than the game?
Yeah, they've been force-fed it. You know what I miss? And Cabby will back me up
on
this.
It depends how the game goes. If it's a tight game, it's great.
England. If it's a tight game, people could care less about the entertainment. They want to see the ball. You know
but
what?
If it's a 20-point blowout.
I haven't cared. You know what still bothers me to this day? I remember when I was a kid, at 9 o'clock, on Monday night, you clicked on ABC. Dun-dun-dun-dun, Monday Night Football, boom, they kick it. Yeah, they come on, they introduce, they talk about each team for 45 seconds, and at 9:06 there was the kickoff.
Boom.
Right?
Yeah,
now,
for East Coast.
It was 6:06, whatever the time. But
right.
But I was saying there was like maybe a 10-minute pregame. Okay? Now they start the Monday Night pregame on Saturday. And they do the same thing. And they do the same thing with it. You know, just play the goddamn game. We don't. I don't. Mm-hmm. I don't need the rest of it. I don't care about the rest of it. I don't. I just really. It's that important that Ron Jaworski tells me how to. No, it's not.
Cowher's opinion.
Yeah, exactly. Oh, Cowher, he'll
care. Well, he's a coach, I guess.
But anyway, Christian.
Yeah, but I'm basically talking about the aspect of 4-hour pregame show.
That's what I'm talking about.
We don't need.
There are other people out there, I guess. They're just selling advertising dollars, Christian.
You
That's all it is.
I kind of like it because the Super Bowl's been using
people doing commercials during the game and the halftime performers too.
It's just selling advertising dollars.
I'll give you one. Quickly. Okay, you're buying a minute in the Super Bowl. Okay, if you're in a tie game in the fourth quarter and that's your spot is like 5 minute fourth quarter mark. Mm. But if you're in a 30-point blowout, then you're getting ripped off because nobody's watching.
He's talking
anymore.
About the extraneous stuff, and I understand what he's talking
about. I mean about, you know.
Yeah, but it sucks. It really does. Just play the goddamn game. Introduce the players, say the national anthem, and let's go. Christian, thanks a lot, my friend. We'll talk to you soon.
Thanks for having me on. I will talk to you on social media.
And how so you do that would be is you go to on Twitter. We're at Sports Overnight, although we're really lazy about Twitter. That idiot Trump's on it. Like our Facebook page, Sports Overnight America, or just get a hold of me personally. I'm the only Jerry Burksbell, GERRIEBURKE. We're going to do an update when we come back. I'm not going to tell you the score of the Pro Bowl. I'm not going to tell you the score of the NHL All-Star Game. I will give you the NBA, though. This is Sports Overnight America.
Wait, didn't they
hit both? Huh? Yeah, exactly. This is Sports Overnight America.
The following update is for drivers who pay too much for car insurance due to DUIs, DWIs, tickets, or anything else. By now, you know all too well that SR22 auto insurance is way more than you'd ever want to pay. You probably thought you didn't have a choice, but you were wrong. Our company specializes in low-cost, very affordable SR22 auto insurance for high-risk drivers. We know that mistakes happen, so take pride in being able to offer absolutely free quotes for this very affordable auto insurance meant specifically for you, the overpaying high-risk driver. We're standing by at 800-758-0725. The only thing you need to do is stop waiting around while your monthly payments stay as high as they are. Our knowledgeable representatives are ready for your call at 800-758-0725. The quote is free, and we'll even handle the filings so you could start saving money every month even sooner. Call 800-758-0725. That's 800-758-0725. Once more, 800-758-0725.
Are you a parent of a 2 to 7-year-old? Listen closely for an exciting free radio offer. By now, you've probably heard of ABC Mouse, the award-winning and revolutionary online learning program that's changing the lives of early learners everywhere.
ABC Mouse is like a little one-on-one teacher. It has helped her so much.
Designed by teachers and early childhood learning experts, ABC Mouse seamlessly aligns with what your child is already learning in school. And with over 7,000 learning activities and more than 650 lessons, it's the most comprehensive early learning site on earth.
I have been teaching for 13 years, and I've never seen a program like ABC Mouse. It encompasses science, math, reading, social studies.
It's just endless what they can learn on ABC Mouse. I've always had to use 20 websites, and now I can just use one.
Right now, we're offering a special radio promo to try it free for a month. But you have to go to abcmouse.com/free to claim your free month. That's abcmouse.com/free. abcmouse.com/free.
Hi, I'm Dr. Robert Clapper, Chief of Orthopedic Surgery at Cedars-Sinai Medical Group in Los Angeles, California. Dedicated to your health, your life, and your sports. As a weekend warrior, you know about sports injuries and pain. Exercise is an important element in keeping your body's core in good shape to minimize sports injuries. But when you are in pain, there is one product that I recommend to my patients, and that is Blue Goo Gel. Blue Goo consists of a proprietary formula developed specifically for the treatment of inflammation and general muscle aches and strains. I recommend Blue Goo for my patients coping with hip and knee pain before surgery, especially bursitis and tendonitis. Give Blue Goo a try. Call 1-888-330-0123 and you'll receive a 1-week supply of Blue Goo absolutely free. The makers of Blue Goo are even paying the shipping. The number again is 1-888-330-0123. If you want more information on Blue Goo, visit online at www.dothegoo.com.
Now available at select Big Five stores near you.
You're listening to Sports Overnight America.
I didn't smoke dope with the president. He smoked with me.
So he's got that going for him.
Which president?
Bottom of the hour, exactly. That hour may differ depending on what part of the planet you're on. Sports Overnight America, I'm Jerry Burke. This update is brought to you by the Pro Hammer Bat Kids, the number one training device being used in the big leagues right now. Straight through the minors, youth leagues, they even have a softball bat to help with your swing. Go to phbat.com, type in the coupon code
baseball.
You get a great deal for the Pro Hammer Bat. All right, fine.
What's it coming?
Here we go. You ready? NFL Pro Bowl game, AFC, 20-13.
Who won? AFC?
Yeah, 20.
Oh,
to,
man, I was going to.
20-13. You would have bet on the Pro Bowl game?
Well, I just like the AFC.
You are a degenerate.
Yeah, I'm big.
NBA action. Carmelo Anthony still with the Knicks, and man, he popped in 45. Unfortunately, that wasn't quite enough, believe it or not. Four overtimes, the longest game in the next 66 years. The longest ever for Atlanta, I think. 142-139. Was your final score down there in Dixon?
Atlanta won?
Atlanta. 142-139. Quadruple overtime. Just
no,
pay,
I thought we
pay attention. Cleveland wins a game. Rare lately. 107-91 over OKC. Orlando. Good ball game. 114-113 over Toronto. Elsewhere was Indiana. Man, I wish I could have said this when Christian was on the line. Indiana beat Houston badly, which is odd. 120-101. It was the Baltimore Bullets.
Give me back my bullets.
Taking care of what used to be Charlotte that at one time had New Orleans, but now is known as the Pelicans. It was the Wizards 107-94 over New Orleans. Elsewhere in one of the triangle games, it was Dallas 105-101 over San Antonio. What? Philadelphia. And they lost the game. 121-108 to Philadelphia. They were beaten. And good ball game out there in Rip City. The Dubs beat on Portland, however. Your final score will be 113-111.
Oh,
yeah. Top 25 college hoops. There was one upset. It was number 20, Perdue. The boys out of West Lafayette, they were beaten by Nebraska, 83-80. The rest of your top 25 in no particular order. Good ball game. Number one, Nova, 61-59 over UVA. And that's Moonshine Mike's team. We'll get on him for that for a second. Louisville, they're ranked 13th, 85-60 over NC State. Number seven, Arizona, 77-66 over the Huskies of Washington. It was the Bearcats, Cincinnati, ranked 19th, 94-53 over South Florida and a real squeaker over the Bulls. Elsewhere, number 24, Xavier, 82-77 over St. John's.
Go Cougars.
I turned the NHL All-Star game off when it was 10-6 in the second. They scored with 1 second left in the third to make
you
it.
You sure you weren't watching a Blue Jackets game?
So yeah, honestly, that's what I saw for a second too. This update was brought to you by the Pro Hammer Bat Kids, the number one training device being used in the bigs right now, straight through the minors, youth leagues. You even have a softball bat to help with your swing. Go to phbats.com. Type in the coupon code
baseball.
You get a great deal for the Pro Hammer Bat. Boys and girls of all ages. 27 minutes before the hour. And that can only mean what? Well, it can mean a lot of things. And the only reason it means something in this particular instance, oh, by the way, John Lynch, now the general manager of the San Francisco 49ers. Yeah, that John Lynch, the defensive back for the Buccaneers in Denver. Yeah, Stanford boy.
Didn't he have, wasn't he a defensive coach in Denver too or something?
No, it was the Niners he was, I think.
Oh, okay.
But they made him the GM.
What, Matt Millen wasn't available?
Yeah, Matt. Wait, really? Matt Millen wasn't available.
Unbelievable. I thought he was looking for a job.
Honest to God.
Yes. That was a good one, right?
What, Snyder's nephew wasn't available?
Joe Gibbs gave up race car driving?
It's time for the cultural aspect of the program, ladies and gentlemen. And for that, what we do is we head out to the Blue Ridge Smoky Mountains. We're going to Martinsville, Virginia. Dems racing country down there near
basketball.
North Carolina. Big UVA fan. Did you hear they were beaten? They were ranked 12th in the country. They got beaten by Villanova.
How tall is he? They said he was big.
No, he's the greatest white basketball player in the history of the Commonwealth of Virginia, according to this man.
Moonshine?
The great Moonshine Mike joins us here on Sports Overnight.
Well, I was in the top three, but Donald
in the paint.
Trump, I would tweet him today about starting a stadium in San Diego. He said, Mike, you know, Jerry up there in the hillbilly territory in San Francisco.
Oh, yeah, that's us. Yeah, I got news here. You say San Francisco, you think inbred. By the way, did you hear a new survey, a study came out from the Census Department. San Francisco has the fewest number of children under the age of 10 in the country.
Yeah,
per capita.
For big cities. No, right. Fewest, period. I mean, per capita.
Who can afford to live there but Donald Trump?
I can. Oh, wait, I can.
Well, you're richer than me, but anyway.
You live in Martinsville, Virginia. You could survive on what I pay in taxes. Yeah. You could survive on a cabbie pays in taxes, and that's hardly
it. I'm in the middle ACC country, the best conference that there is.
For basketball.
I think the A-10 may have something to argue with, and they don't even exist anymore.
Anyway, let's get the big stuff. My sleeper team, I'll figure it out tonight. They beat Villanova Tuesday.
Wait.
Sleeper?
Mike, stop. Mike, hold on. Stop for a second. Please tell me I didn't hear that. Did he just say that the number one ranked team in the country is a sleeper team?
No, the team that beat him.
They lost, by the way.
He's talking about 2 days ago.
When Butler beat them?
Yes. That must be a sleeper.
You mean the 14th ranked Butler Bulldogs?
Yes.
That sleeper team? Another sleeper team.
On the bubble.
On the bubble. Your 14th ranked Butler Bulldogs.
Let's just get real now.
Okay, Mike, I'll tell you what. Here's what I want you to do. I want you to sit tight for a second, okay? Because we got to go to a break. But I want to take care of when you get back, right? I really do. I want to hear more of it, believe it or not, because I'm.
Well, thank you, buddy.
Well, I'm a masochist like that. I mean, what can you do? Just hang on the line, Mike. It's gonna be a long night, Kevin. It's gonna be a really, really long night. You know that?
At least the Alka-Seltzer is working.
Yeah, I know. So I need something that begins with Alka, but it doesn't end with Seltzer. Believe me. 1-800-878-7529. Going back to the Yellow Submarine. It's the Beatles. More with Moonshine Mike when we come back. God, we have really got to start stashing narcotics around here for days like this. You know that, Cabby?
Is the yellow paint primer?
Just no. Actually, it's probably tar and nicotine. Sports Overnight America.
When I took over this farm from my dad, I knew our future success required making major changes in our operations. That meant adding acreage, more and bigger equipment, investing in powerful technology, hiring employees. We even started a seed business. Fortunately, working together with Grinnell Mutual and my local farm mutual, my agent was able to cover everything. I call that progress.
Dish TV is better than cable TV. Why? Because you can save 45% on packages compared to your high-priced cable bill. Wow. Take those giant scissors out and cut the cable and save with Dish TV. Plus, you get a free DVR upgrade to record your favorite shows and free installation. And with Dish Anywhere, you can watch TV for free on your mobile device. Act fast. You can save hundreds of dollars. Does your cable company do that for you? I don't think so. Get all the best TV programming at your fingertips at a fraction of the price of cable TV. So say adios, arrivederci, goodbye to the high cable bill, and save up to 45% on Dish TV packages today. These are limited time offers and can change at any time. Call fast. 800-405-2561. 800-405-2561. 800-405-2561. That's 800-405-2561.
This is a health warning from Dr. Approved Medical, America's trusted resource for back braces. If you're 65 or older and suffering from back pain, you may qualify to receive an advanced pain-relieving back brace at little or no cost to you. Many people are now using our pain-relieving back brace as an alternative to surgery or harmful medications and experience pain relief that they haven't felt in years. Don't let your back pain turn into something worse. Remember, if you qualify for no money out of pocket, there's nothing to lose and only real pain relief to gain. Our friendly team of experts will handle all paperwork and will deliver it for free. Just call 800-507-1148. Your pain-relieving back brace may be covered by Medicare at little or no cost to you. Call our hotline now and get free shipping, plus a complimentary, easy-to-use pedometer. 800-507-1148. 800-507-1148. 800-507-1148. Little to no cost with full insurance payment, copay, and deductible supply promo subject to qualification while supplies last.
This is Chris Townsend for the Pro Hammer Baseball Training Bat. The Pro Hammer Bat is the number one training tool in all of baseball, currently being used at all levels from Major League Baseball all the way down to Little League. We even have a softball version. The bat is essential for any ball player to take their game to the next level. Go to their website, phbat.com, and use the coupon code baseball. That's phbat.com, and use the coupon code baseball to get the special deal. You want results? Use the Pro Hammer Bat.
You're listening to Sports Overnight America.
As for all my despicable, unethical, immoral, treacherous, sleazy conduct, this business is not an ethical arena.
Amen to that, man.
Yeah.
Trivia question for Cabby.
Uh-oh.
What album was this on originally?
Wanna tell you about the girl I love.
Oh, Stairway to Heaven.
That was not an album, you idiot.
Why not? That's not the name of the album? I thought that was Stairway to Heaven was the album.
No, name of that album was up 1-4.
But it's not this.
This album, this song was never on an album originally. It was on the flip side of the Immigrant Song. I need to tell her she's the only one I really know. You stick with me, kid, and you learn things. What's up with Led Zeppelin have an album called Stairway to Heaven? No, it's called the Zozo album, the Zeppelin 4. God, you're an idiot.
And so it's 1, 2...
1, 2, 3, 4, into House of the Holy, Physical Graffiti, and In Through the Outdoor, and then Coda came out after after Bonham died.
Almost saw him at the Forum about a month before he died.
I had tickets to see him 2 months before Bonham died. I was so pissed. I was a sophomore in high school. Ugh! Saw him at Live Aid, if that counts, but that was when Phil Collins was playing drums.
So that'd be all right.
Not a bad drummer. One of the biggest plagiarists in rock history, by the way, Led Zeppelin. They did a whole lot of love and claimed writing credits for it. Idiots. That song was done 1,000 years ago by Muddy Waters.
They had him on Casey Kasem. They replaced the Beatles as the most popular English group in 71, maybe.
I mean, yeah, as far as public polls go, but not as far as sales.
English.
Yeah, but they'll never touch the Beatles as far as sales.
Those guys with a funny accent.
Well, Robert Plant's actually Welsh. I actually met the big three lead singers of the day, you know, Mick Jagger, of course, of the Stones, Roger Daltrey from The Who, and Plant. Plant was the tallest. I've met all three. Plant's about 2.5 inches taller than him. He's about 6'2". Jagger's about an inch and a half, maybe 2 inches shorter than him. He's like 5'10". Daltrey's only 5'6".
Whoa. I was at a concert where Mick Jagger was close to me. I was like, "Spit on me, Mick!" And he looked at me like I was
sat in the same room with him. He bummed a cigarette. He bummed a cigarette off me once. It's a true story. Got their name from Keith Moon or John Entwistle. Depends on who you're talking to. When they're supposed to be called the New Yardbirds. Jimmy Page was the last lead guitarist of the Yardbirds. They broke up and they were left with all the contract. He was left with all the contractual agreements. And so they're going to call themselves the New Yardbirds. And it was either Entwistle or Moon heard that and said they're going to go over like the world's largest lead balloon. A Led Zeppelin. That's what I had the name for. Stick with me, kid. You'll learn a lot of useless things.
It's funny, though, that...
This is a great song. Sports Overnight America. See, tonight it would be Sirius and XM 93. The rest of the week we're on 203, I think. 1-800-878-7529.
Outer space.
I don't think there was a garage party. And we all had garage parties when we were in high school. Ours, Joey Grambo, he was our quarterback in high school. He was a ball player. Good looking kid. Not as cute as me, but he had a garage in Southside. And God, what was that girl's name? Pam? Oh, she was adorable, too. She had the hots for me. Incredible. But he had some great garage parties. They had all these old Mad magazines in there. And we were smoking. I mean, we're talking about some cheap homegrown. I mean, of course, when you're like 15 or 16.
That's great. Yeah.
Two hits off this stuff. And, guess what? Your dog died. These are these great parties. And I don't think there was ever a garage party where there wasn't Led Zeppelin playing back in the day. I really. And I'd be everyone else is trying to pick up girls and, or, you know, like I said, find a way to make this homegrown, basically flavored oregano get you high. But I was in there reading these Mad magazines sitting on an old car seat or something like that. I don't know why, but I was always, big surprise here, I was kind of always like doing my own little thing. Even at parties, you know, guys would be doing their thing. Girls would be trying to do their thing. And you know what? Back in the early 80s, their thing was basically, let's try to get laid. Not me, man. I'm reading Mad Magazine, just laughing the laugh of the truly carefree. Now all those people are on their third or fourth marriages, all overweight and out of shape and out of a lot of things. And, of course, there's me hosting the national radio talk show. Childless,
plagiarizing Mad Magazine.
I don't plagiarize Mad Magazine. I give credit when I steal somebody's material. I openly admit it.
Oh, I love stealing from Mad.
Well, what did he say? A genius borrows, true genius steals. There's a difference.
That was the one where Trek. Yeah, no, Captain Picard, the new Star Trek.
I had Mad Magazine. I had the inside of my locker in high school. I still tell you, we were locker 206. And I shared it with this kid named Kenny Sherman. He was one of my best friends. And growing up, we grew up street, a couple of blocks from each other. But the Alfred E. Newman for President. Or it's like every 4 years. And right. I had all the Alfred E. Newman for President stamps and stickers that came in the magazines lining the inside. All my other friends had pictures of girls and stuff like that. Or like REO Speedwagon covers or something like that. Not me, man. I had Mad Magazine. And people wondered why I was a little bit strange. Anyway, we forgot. Oh. Speaking of strange, we forgot Moonshine Mike's on the other line in Martinsville, oops, Virginia. Speaking of strange, do you remember Alfred E. Newman?
Absolutely. Mad Magazine was a bomb. But you know, you left out Clapton that whole time. Clapton is the living legend.
I'm talking about lead singer. I'm talking about.
I'm a little bit older than you, I guess.
I'm talking about. Okay. Here's a good one for you. Name four bands that Clapton played with.
Derek and Dominoes first, and then it was.
Well, first off, Derek and the Dominoes. Derek and the Dominoes would be the fourth. Derek and the Dominoes would be the fourth one he was with. But go ahead. Two.
Dominoes. Let's see.
How about John Mayall's Blues Breakers? How about Blind Faith, The Yardbirds?
I got part time on John Mayall.
He said
part time on John Mayall. I got that album.
That Beano album was fantastic.
Well, Clapton was the man. What's
his real name?
Eric.
So far, so good. Yeah. Eric Clapp is his real name. He's adopted.
Yeah.
I'm just saying.
Well, I mean, I'll soon be old.
His fingers can't play anymore. They say.
Can we talk sports?
Yeah, we can talk about sports. Hey, Mike. Mike. The Pro Football Hall of Fame class of 2017 finalists have been named. There's 15 of them.
How many get in?
No. As many as you can. As many get votes. Okay. All right. There's one person. Right then, my computer freezes up on me. There's one person who I'm still pissed off. I'm going to do something about this. I have got to get Carol Dale on the Veterans Committee list. I mean, his numbers he put up is just unbelievable. Kenny Easley, by the way, was the one that the Seniors Committee has put up as a finalist in August.
Yeah,
defensive back with Seattle.
Yeah.
Mike. I'm going to give you Mike. I'm going to say the name, and you two first. You first, Mike, and then Cabby.
Right.
I'm going to say the name, okay? And right top of your head, in or out. Okay, ready? Okay, here we go. LaDainian Tomlinson. He's close.
As a Charger fan, yes.
Yeah, it was close.
Overall.
I would say yes, but it's going to be close. Yeah. Brian Dawkins, the safety for the Broncos and the Eagles. No. Jason.
Brian Dawkins was the best. Free safety ever played for the Eagles.
That list goes on forever.
Wait, say that.
These are the best free safety ever to play for the Eagles. All right, Jason Taylor. Mike, shut up. Jason Taylor, defensive end of the Dolphins, Jets, and Redskins. No, not this time. He will eventually. This one should be a no-brainer, but he won't get in only because John Stenerud is the only one in. Morton Anderson.
Oh, yeah, I can see that.
He should be, but he won't get it because he's a kicker. Mike, simple yes or no. Kurt Warner, not the running back, the quarterback.
You know, that's a good story.
Yes.
I'd say yeah.
He's in.
But it depends on how popular they are, too.
Okay. No, it doesn't. Yes or no, simple answer. Don Coryell.
Ooh. How responsible is he for the new wave of football?
He also lost to the
Bill
Buccaneers.
Walsh country?
No, not yet. Yeah. Here's one that's interesting. I think he should be in. Tony Boselli, the tackle for the Jaguars. I think he should go in. Tony Boselli was a fantastic offensive tackle. He was a fantastic. Mike, yes, this is a simple yes or no. Tony Boselli, yes or no?
Long term, maybe.
Okay, I say, Mike. I say yes right now. You?
Yes.
Yes. Okay. This is another yes for me. Isaac Bruce.
Oh.
For the Rams? Oh yeah, he's in. And see if he's not, there's something wrong. Here's one who I think his career was just a little too short. Terrell Davis.
No, I'd go with him.
I say no.
He put at Denver over the hump.
Yeah. Alan.
No, because a running back, you're 6 years tops, anyways.
Yeah, no. I mean, Alan Faneca.
He's got to go with the long term effect.
Is that Mike? Yes or no?
No, last year, but anyway, to tell you what.
Hold on, Mike. Alan Faneca, the guard for the Steelers, Jets, and Cardinals.
I'd be. Yeah, sure.
Okay. All right. Mike, Alan Faneca. Okay. Joe Jacoby. Mike, one of the Hogs. Mike?
Was he the best on the line?
Joe Jacoby.
That's the tough one.
Yeah.
That's the one on the. Okay, here's.
No, Washington won. Yeah, I'd go with that. Yeah.
Kevin Kawhi, center for the guard for the Seahawks now. Nah. John Lynch?
Yeah,
yes.
I don't know.
Ty Law. That's a tough one. Here's one that I know is going to get a
from
lot.
The Patriots,
and Mike,
right?
By
yeah.
the way, we got to let you go, man. We got a lot of calls coming up. Here's the really tough one, okay? Terrell Owens. Ew. Actually, we got Don in Denver. Hi, welcome to Sports Overnight. You got about 5 minutes here. I got a question for you, my friend.
Yeah, what's up? How you doing, Jerry? Thanks.
You bet. Final 15 finalists for the Pro Football Hall of Fame have been announced. We could not get a simple yes or no out of Moonshine Mike. We're going to give you a chance, okay?
Okay.
I'm going to say the name, okay? Yes or no, are they in this time? And then you can back it up. If you say no, you're allowed to say they will eventually, but not this year. Okay, you ready?
Okay. Yeah.
LaDainian Tomlinson.
Yes.
Okay.
Ooh.
Brian Dawkins, the safety for the Eagles and Broncos.
Probably not.
Okay. Jason Taylor, defensive end for the Dolphins, Jets, and Skins. He's iffy. I think he'll get in, but not this time. Here's someone who should definitely be in, but they've only put one kicker in. Morton Anderson. He scored more points than God. I think he should be in, but I don't think he's going to. Don?
Yeah, I agree with that. Yeah.
Okay. How about Kurt Warner? Not the running back, the quarterback.
Yeah, Jerry, he should have got in.
Yeah, he should get in.
Well, I think he gets in.
Don Coryell.
Defense. There's no defense there, you know?
I say maybe not this time.
All right. Yeah. Here's one that I think should be a no-brainer, but because where he played, it might be Tony Boselli, the offensive tackle for the Jaguars.
I could see him.
I think he should be in.
Yeah.
Okay. You need representation from these newer teams, you know.
Not necessarily.
No, but it's a good habit.
This is a tough list to go against. Here we go. Isaac Bruce, I think he should be in.
Receiver?
I think he should be in.
Yeah, I'd probably say
I think if they let Kurt Warner in, they're not going to put Isaac Bruce in. Makes no sense.
that's a good point.
Here's the one I'm interested. Here's the one I'm interested in your answer. How about Terrell Davis? You only had three good years.
I'm gonna say, here's the thing, guys. You probably heard it. Terrell, I think eventually is going to get in, but they say he might not get in now because there's no way they're not going to leap to LT in this year.
Right. Here's another one who I think will get in, but I don't think this time around. Alan Faneca, who was a fantastic offensive guard for the Steelers.
I think he gets in because they love linemen. They love offensive linemen.
All right, Joe Jacoby from the Hogs.
Oh yeah. Wow. See, I didn't. Even
I think. I think. Know. I think because I think of Boselli, they're going to pass on him this time. And I like Joe Jacoby, but here's one that either way I wouldn't be surprised. But I'd be more surprised if he got in than if he didn't. Ty Law. I'm going to say no, but it's going to be close.
Right.
Okay.
Yeah.
John Lynch, the new general manager of the 49ers.
I would put John Lynch in. I think he should be there.
Kevin Mawe, the center and guard for the Seahawks, probably not. And here's one. Terrell Owens.
That's
I think he may get in, guys, but not this time.
Yeah, he's a pain. Yeah. Yeah, look, just because you're a pain in the ass, that doesn't mean you shouldn't go into the Hall of Fame.
I think bouncing around is going to hurt him.
I also think this is such a strong client. No, not necessarily, because look at what's his name? Deion Sanders bounced around.
No,
with
that's completely.
No, it's not. Yeah. He was a gun for hire. He was, you know, no. Yeah.
Well, I want to ask you, can I ask you guys a question?
Yeah, about 2 minutes. Go ahead.
Well, here's the thing, guys. When you look at the Patriots, and maybe that's what makes it what they've been able to do with Brady and Belichick, but do you think any of those guys, if those Super Bowl winning teams, that any defensive player on those teams gets in the Hall of Fame?
You know what?
That's
Ty Law would be.
That's a great question.
That's a very good question. You know, Vrabel's knowing if he got in there, it's because he's a receiver.
I got a double. What about Seymour? No, he wasn't Bruschi. That lights up.
Teddy Bruschi? No, Teddy Bruschi's a fan. That's like saying Jeff Seaman from the Minnesota Vikings. He got the 4 Super Bowls. He was a fantastic middle linebacker, but really, you know, Matt Blair. What's his name calls him? Robert Bond from Country Fastball. He calls them all time goods. And he's got a point. They're not. Hey, listen. Yeah. Do you want to hold on until next the top of the hour, because we want to talk to you some more? Okay, can you hang on?
Yeah, no problem, guys.
It's gonna be about 10 minutes. So sit tight for a second. That would be the great Don in Denver.
I am gonna go with. I think Terrell Davis should be ahead of LaDainian Tomlinson.
He didn't have a long. I'm going to look at Terrell Davis' stats.
Well, the thing with Tomlinson is once Norv Turner took over, he just started running these off tackles, and Tomlinson's not that kind of runner.
He's built like me.
Yeah, he's better on the ends and the pass catching.
I'm going to look at Terrell Davis' stats.
And I think what's his name, kind of messed up his
career. I know what I'm going to do. I'm also going to do something else. And I have to get a hold of somebody from the Seniors Committee finalist program.
For that guy.
Carol Dale. I'm going to tell you. Okay, Don, you remember Carol Dale quickly? Let me step away from the phone. All right. When we come back from the news, I'm going to read you the stats of a man who played during an era where they did not throw the football that much. And it was with the Packers, too, a good part of his career. And you know how often they threw the ball? Very seldom. We're going to talk about that after the news. Those idiots at the USA Network with the alternative facts next. This is Sports Overnight America.
Rebuild or replace transmission, $3,200. Anti-lock brake system, $1,000. Rebuild or replace engine, $2,400. Truth is, once your manufacturer's warranty runs out, it's all on you. Every last cent. Get protection for covered repairs with a vehicle service contract from Toco Warranty. Unlike other companies, with Toco, there's no down payment, and the monthly payments are really affordable. Not sure how long you're keeping your car? At Toco, you can pay as you go. Keep your hard-earned cash and call Toco Warranty right now at 800-222-2313 to save big money on covered auto repairs. Prices vary by vehicle, but for about the cost of a tank of gas per month, a Toco plan has your back on expensive covered car repairs. Monthly payments are very affordable. Get your free quote now. Call Toco at 800-222-2313. That's 800-222-2313. 800-222-2313. Cancellation fee may apply. Subject to eligibility. Not available in Missouri and Washington. Waiting period and deductible apply. Coverage provided and administered by Warrantech Corporation or its affiliates. Not affiliated with any manufacturer or dealership. Visit TocoWarranty.com for complete terms and conditions.
Are you a business owner or an individual who owes the IRS? Then be prepared to write down an important phone number. Do you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes? Do you need to file back tax returns? Are you dealing with bank levies and wage garnishments? It's time to deal with your IRS problem today. Call Certified Tax Tax Representation now. Certified Tax Tax Representation, Inc. represents clients just like you in all 50 states. They will contact the IRS on your behalf the same day that you become a client, and you can become a client immediately. It's time for you to face your IRS problems. Think about how great you're going to feel when you're represented by a company who's an advocate for you, who knows the law, who also will contact the IRS the same day you become a client. Call today for your free, no-obligation consultation. Call now, 1-800-999-1064. That's 1-800-999-1064. Not all cases are typical and some may not qualify. The consultation is free and so is the call, so call right now. 1-800-999-1064. That's 1-800-999-1064.
Do you use the blue pill to charge your sex life? Have you been thinking about trying the blue pill? What if we can promise you the same results for less than $3 a pill? If you're paying $20 a pill for the other pills, you're getting taken to the cleaners. Our pill delivers the exact same results for less than $3. We'll do the math for you. You'll save more than $16 a pill for the same results. Want more? We'll give you 40 blue pills or 40 yellow pills for $99 and add 4 more pills free. You save more than $500. You don't have to be a rocket scientist to know what to do next. You need to call and get your 44 pills for just $99. Stop overpaying for the other blue pills. Call us and start saving a ton of money for the exact same results. Ordering is fast and easy with your pills delivered to your door in a non-marked package. 800-223-0992. 800-223-0992. 800-223-0992. That's 800-223-0992.
You're listening to Sports Overnight America.
USA Radio News with Rich Strong.
We want to make sure that those individuals who are being detained are able to be released immediately and reunited with their families.
Which is what seems to be happening at airports nationwide. The Department of Homeland Security has said it will obey judicial stays of President Donald Trump's orders temporarily barring any immigration from certain predominantly Muslim nations. And while the Trump administration defends the ban, none of its members have said whether they will fight the judicial actions at the federal appellate level.
It's a 90-day ban to ensure that we have further vetting restrictions so that we know who's coming to this country. The safety of the American citizens, the safety of our country, has got to be paramount.
White House Press Secretary Sean Spicer. Others defending the ban include former Defense Secretary Robert Gates. Analysis of the news at WesternJournalism.com. This is USA Radio News.
High blood pressure is affecting Americans in epidemic proportions. If you're one of the millions trying to reduce your blood pressure to improve your health, there is a great new way to help you do it without drugs. It is the Zona, Z-O-N-A Plus. Air Force researchers discovered this effective and non-invasive treatment that works with isometric therapy. Check it out now at OrderZona.com or call 800-936-9080. Clinical studies have shown more than a 10% drop in blood pressure for regular users of Zona Plus. Get yours today by calling 800-936-9080 or going online to OrderZona.com. Listeners of this station will save $50 by using promo code USA2017. Reduce your blood pressure now the safe and drug-free way. 800-936-9080 or OrderZona.com and use promo code USA2017. That's 800-936-9080.
What is perhaps surprising is where the criticism of Trump's immigration ban is coming from. As expected, Democrats are roundly critical.
We've never had a religious-based ban before, and they can't deny that this is a Muslim ban. It is a Muslim ban.
But also Republicans, including Senator Rob Portman of Ohio.
There are ways for us to ensure that the screening is better, but we have to be sure that it's targeted. In fact, part of the problem is we don't have the resources to do that kind of broad vetting.
And Arizona Senator John McCain, who says the Trump team's execution of the order was highly flawed.
It is a confused process, which the good news is that it's only got to do with a pause. Bad news is that obviously this process and these conclusions were not vetted.
America's European allies have also been critical of the ban, especially Germany. And that's something that McCain says worries him, says it could prove to be propaganda fodder for ISIS. This is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-617-9312. 800-617-9312.
800-617-9312.
New Jersey Governor Chris Christie will not be prosecuted for a scandal in his state that went by the name of Bridgegate. We have more on the story from Scott Pringle.
Brian Murray is the press secretary for Governor Christie, and he says the gov is gratified that the Bergen County Prosecutor's Office has ended what he calls this baseless fiasco began by Mr. Brennan. That would be community activist and former Teaneck firefighter Bill Brennan. He filed a citizen's complaint alleging Governor Christie failed to get his staff to reopen the lanes at the George Washington Bridge as the traffic jam was occurring for days in September of 2013. Now, the prosecutor's office says Brennan's accusations that Christie committed official misconduct cannot be proven beyond reasonable doubt. Scott Pringle, New Jersey.
A U.S. commando is dead, three others injured after a U.S. raid in Yemen. More than a dozen al-Qaeda members were killed. Scientists believe that an earthquake that struck Nepal recently may have made the world's tallest mountain shrink. USA's Tammy Rose has more.
Satellite data suggests Mount Everest peak may have been reduced slightly due to the 2015 earthquake, but measurements aren't accurate enough to make a definitive determination. An effort has started to get to the peak of the mountain to determine how tall it still is. The new expedition is expected to take several months to plan and will require clearances to scale the mountain. In 1955, a team determined Mount Everest to be slightly more than 29,000 feet above sea level. For USA Radio News, I'm Tammy Rose.
And I'm Richard Strong, USA Radio News.
When you struggle with credit card bills every month, you're not just in debt. Debt is all around you.
I see people every day that are on the brink. They're going to go over the edge, and at the bottom is bankruptcy, and we pull them back.
At the Debt Helpline, we're experts at helping you resolve your debt problems and become free of debt. We can help you pay off your debt and give you one lower monthly payment that you can afford.
You do get to consolidate your payments. You only have to worry about making one payment a month instead of making three or four or five.
If you have $5,000, $10,000 or more in credit card bills, call the Debt Helpline now for a free confidential debt analysis.
800-957-6063. 800-957-6063. Call the CESI Debt Helpline right now for a free, confidential debt review. 800-957-6063. 800-957-6063.
The Stone Fox Run, better known as the theme from the Old Gray Whistle Test. 1971 to 1988. BBC Two on the Shepherd's Bush Studios in London. Shepherd's Bush, by the way, that's where John Entwistle and Pete Townsend were from. And if you know the show AbFab, that's where Patsy, that's where I assume you were, Adina Monsoon was. Okay, Sports Overnight America, the alternative fact sports program. Sirius and XM, let's see, today we're on 93, the rest of the week we're on 203. We're going to get back to Don in Denver here in a couple of minutes, but we're talking about the incoming class of Pro Football Hall of Fame candidates. Carol Dale, who's still alive, 78 years old. He went to Virginia Tech. His number has been retired by Virginia Tech. He is in the Green Bay Packer Ring of Honor. Okay. He won three NFL titles and two Super Bowls with the Packers.
So five titles.
Right. Plus, he was in Super Bowl VIII with the Vikings in his only season with them, being a good stretch receiver for Fran Tarkenton when they had Jim Lash and John Gilliam. Okay. Now, this is in an era where they did not throw the ball, and especially with the Packers, right? Carroll Dale, over the course of his career, and keep in mind, he played 14 seasons. He only started in four of them. His last 4 years in the NFL were the only years he started. Okay?
And back then, you didn't have the rampant substitutions of today.
438 receptions, just under 8,300 total yards, 52 career touchdowns, and ready for this? His yards per reception for a career, 19. And he's never even been on a ballot for the Hall of Fame.
You got to be fast to have that high of a
average. He was a deer.
Yeah.
Was
most receivers are 10 or 15.
And if you know who Carroll Dale was, most people, who's Carroll Dale? One of the most famous pictures in pro football history, Bart Starr, Brown right 31, wedge on two. He goes in behind Jerry Kramer to win the Ice Bowl game on New Year's Eve 1967 in 15 below zero weather. You'll see number 84 coming across and jumping in the air, clapping his hands and running back to the sideline. That's Carroll Dale. Here's a newsflash for you. You did not step on the field for Vince Lombardi unless you were really good. And he won three NFL titles and two Super Bowls with Vince Lombardi. He was Bart Starr's deep threat. And then with the Rams before that, and then when he got to the Vikings, he was the guy that got Fran Tarkenton over the hump to get him to Super Bowl VIII, eventually losing to the Miami Dolphins. We're going to get back to Don in Denver and talk about Terrell Owens getting in the Hall of Fame and his stats. This is Sports Overnight America.
This is Chris Townsend for the Pro Hammer Baseball Training Bat. The Pro Hammer Bat is the number one training tool in all of baseball, currently being used at all levels from Major League Baseball all the way down to Little League. We even have a softball version. The bat is essential for any ball player to take their game to the next level. Go to their website, phbat.com, and use the coupon code baseball. That's phbat.com, and use the coupon code baseball to get the special deal. You want results? Use the Pro Hammer Bat.
Hey there, did you know that with a bachelor's degree, on average, you could make almost twice as much over a lifetime than a person with just a high school diploma? It's true. According to the 2012 U.S. Census Bureau, college grads with a bachelor's degree make almost twice as much as high school grads. Now, going back to school is easier than ever at Independence University. Log on and complete coursework from the park, or the beach, or even your couch watching the kids. And Independence University gives you the tools, a free tablet and laptop, for undergrad students to use and keep when they graduate. That's right. Get a laptop so you can go to college from anywhere. Take the first step to a new career in business, information technology, healthcare, or graphic arts. Call to find the online degree program that's right for you, and you could be on your way to increasing your earning potential.
800-797-1256. 800-797-1256. That's 800-797-1256.
Tired of calls, levies, and liens from the IRS or hiring others who don't get the job done? Call Wall & Associates and you'll never talk to the IRS again. The IRS has a program to eliminate tax debt, and Wall & Associates professionals are trained to maximize its benefits for you. You always speak with a live person with real support and real knowledge. We've helped thousands of taxpayers like you settle their tax debt with the IRS for a fraction of what they owe. We solve tax problems. Call Wall & Associates now, 800-480-5708. We have the professionals who know how to solve tax problems. If you owe money to the IRS, your tax problems are not going away by themselves, and the passage of time will only make matters worse. Act now, before it's too late. Call Wall & Associates right now to speak to a professional tax relief agent. Call 800-480-5708. That's 800-480-5708. Again, 800-480-5708.
iHeartRadio, an app so powerful, it holds 20 million songs from 450,000 artists, thousands of the best live radio stations, custom stations, and stations created just for you. It's anywhere and it's everywhere. Millions of songs, thousands of stations, one free app. iHeartRadio is that easy. Download the app today or listen online at iHeartRadio.com.
You're listening to Sports Overnight America.
This thing decodes a digital satellite signal it picks up from outer fucking space.
Nice. Well, Curtis Lowe action, man. We'll run right before that. Here you go, kids.
Well, I used to wake the morning for the rooster crow.
One of the most underrated songs they ever did. That's Leonard Skinner, by the way.
Get myself some dough. Run them down to the corner.
So I made my argument for Carol Dale getting to the Hall of Fame. I interviewed Carol Dale on the 40th anniversary of the Ice Bowl game.
Nice.
Back on New Year's Eve of 67 it took place. Yeah, it's funny.
Where's he living?
Yeah, he lives in Wise, Virginia. He is now the athletic. Athletic director emeritus at University of Virginia at Wise, which is his hometown, Wise, Virginia. He nice guy. And
played
I
played for his home.
I remember I interviewed him, and I liked Carol Dale when I was a kid. I was a ball player. I remember liking him. But I remember saying, "What do you remember most about the Ice Bowl game?" He's cold.
Very good. Thanks.
I mean, you understand, they didn't have Under Armour back then.
Yes.
You know, they didn't have sideline heaters. What they did was, the starters, during when they weren't on the field, they ran back to the dugouts of the stadium where they had 55-gallon drums with fires burning in them. I mean, it was 15 below zero, and they were playing on a field that was basically an ice skating rink because they had heated it the night before. All the condensation froze, and if you watch it, they were playing on an ice skating rink. But we were talking about it during the break. I love the credit on Curtis Lowe, but Vince Lombardi and Bart Starr only ever lost one postseason game, and that was the 1960 NFL title game to the Philadelphia Eagles, the last title the Eagles won. And it was only Lombardi's second year. And in that NFL title game, Bart Starr threw an interception. Didn't make much of a difference because the game was kind of a hand, but Bart Starr never threw another postseason interception. He threw 200. Bart Starr, think about this for a second, kids. Bart Starr was a 17th round pick. In other words, he wouldn't have been drafted today. And he was drafted basically as a favor to make what was then called the taxi squad. They didn't think he was going to start. They said, this is a good guy you want to have in the taxi squad. He was smart. Ended up making the team. He threw 234 career postseason passes and had one interception. Zero after 1960. That is bringing home the mail, or the goods, as they say.
I'll bet you he didn't throw those volleyball passes into the corner of the end
zone. Oh, sure he did.
Those lobs.
The boy Dollar? Sure he did. Oh, yeah, Boy Dollar and Carol Dale were both tall for the. Dale was 6'2". I think Dollar was about 6'3". Oh,
which was big back then.
Don from Denver rejoins us here on Sports Overnight America, making the argument for the Hall of Fame class. By the way, the Veterans Committee has Beasley Reese, but okay. You know what he's doing now? Oh, Damon, there's Beasley Reese. Yeah, he was doing sportscasting in Hartford last I saw. Anyway.
Could have made something of his
here
life.
We go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. 7 full seasons in the NFL. Not even for, let's put it this way. Terrell Owens only played 4 full seasons in the NFL. 1995, he played 14 games. He played in 4 full seasons. 95, 96, 97, 98. After that, he never played more than 8 games in his last 3 seasons. Okay? Career average of 4.6.
Sorry, running backs.
Yeah, but
it's
even.
I know, but
Gale Sayers holds the record for playing the fewest amount of games and being in the Hall of Fame at 68. And if, let's see.
Oh, is that right?
That's right, yeah.
That's a good stat.
Okay.
Oh.
So let's just. Okay, let me do some math. Hold tight, everyone. 30. And 31 is 61, 69, 77. Okay, so it would be 77 total games. For 78 total games for Terrell Owens if he gets in. Now, that would be...
Terrell Davis,
I'm sorry. That would be in the same ballpark, I guess, as Gale Sayers. And Gale Sayers played on bad teams, okay? You really want to put Terrell Davis in the same category with Gale Sayers?
Denver does not win the Super Bowl.
Yeah,
him.
Okay, that's fine. Yeah, that's
totally
okay.
Took
okay,
the heat
no,
off
no, no,
that
no. Okay, fine. That's all well and good. Wait, hold on. Right, but you know what? You could say the Miami Dolphins would never have won a Super Bowl if it weren't for Mercury Morris. Are you willing to put Mercury Morris in the Hall of Fame?
Well, hey guys.
Okay.
I wanted to ask
see the point.
I'm sorry. Go ahead.
No, go ahead, Don. No, Don. Please go ahead.
I like Mercury Morris.
Here's the thing, guys. When you look at running backs during that time with Terrell Davis, the mid late '90s, right? Yeah. Emmitt Smith, Barry Sanders, Terrell Davis were arguably the 3 best players in the NFL when running backs were still the most probably was still somewhat of a running league.
Well, you're leaving out Jerome Bettis.
Right.
Yeah, but
Pounders,
guys, do you think? Well, a couple guys that just went in the Hall of Fame recently, running backs, Jerome Bettis and Curtis Martin. You think either one of those 2 running backs was as good as Terrell Davis?
I think Curtis Martin was. I think Curtis Martin was probably the best all-around back I've seen in years. I'm not saying that, like, nothing against Terrell Davis. I hate Denver. Let's put aside my absolute loathing of the Denver Broncos because of that horse-faced son of a bitch up there. Curtis Martin is probably the best. Next to Brian, what's his face, with the Redskins and Eagles. Brian, I don't remember his name. But
the running back?
Yeah. He was also their third string. He's the more combined total yards than anybody. But you can also make him and Chuck Foreman. And Foreman's career ended very young because of a snowball to the eye, believe it or not. But, Curtis Martin might be one of the best all-around backs I've ever seen. Ever. Ever.
Yeah. I mean,
do you really – I mean, nothing is trolled. Look, man, for 4 years – I mean, look at his run – Look at the first 4 years in the NFL. He rushed for 1,100 yards, 1,500, 1,800, and 2,008. Fantastic. Right? His last three seasons, he rushed for 211, 282, and 701. You know, you can't get up there and say, well, let me make this point real quick. In my lifetime, I can only think of one athlete who had a career of 10 years or more, whose entire existence in the Hall of Fame is based upon half of that time, and that's Sandy Koufax. People tend to forget. Sandy Koufax had five of the best years any pitcher has ever had, Jewish or otherwise. But the other 6 to 8 years of his career, he was at best, a mediocre or average pitcher. Now, you take Terrell Davis, okay? He played in the NFL for 7 years. Let's take away his rookie season where he had 1,117 yards. He played in 14 games. That's 80 yards a game, okay? All right?
Yeah.
Okay. That's for a rookie and on a passing team? Okay. Not bad. All right?
Yeah.
All right, so you're basing this on, let's say you're basing this on 1996, 97, and 98. He rushed for 1538, 1750, and 2008. Let's average that out to over a three-year career. He averaged, let's say, 1,775 yards a year for 3 years. Okay?
Yeah.
That leaves 4 years. We'll take away the rookie season. So that leaves 3 years unaccounted for. You really want to put a guy in the Hall of Fame based on 3 years?
Let me get Don's answer because
he's from Denver. I want to hear this. Do you really want to put him on base? Nothing against the guy. This is not personal. I like Terrell Davis. The guy had migraines. I get migraines. I know what it's like. But do you want to base an entire career? I mean, do you want to put someone in the Hall of Fame based on 47 games? That's it. Do you want to put him in based on that?
Well, I understand what you're saying, because that's kind of been the knock against it, is just his longevity, you know. But
or longevity, as some people call it.
And the thing is, guys, I think that he'll get in, but don't get. I mean, I don't know when that'll be. It might not.
I don't know.
He's got a great point about longevity.
But I would put Gail Sayers, he only played 68 games, but there's a difference between, I mean, nothing against Terrell Davis. I mean, to put him up against Gail Sayers is unfair. To put God Almighty up against Gail Sayers is unfair. Okay?
Yeah.
But I can't see putting putting someone in there based on three years of a career, Don. When I phrase it like that, if I said just based on 3 years of a 7 year career, 1 year was average, 3 years were well below average, but he had 2.5 really, really good years.
Can I ask you guys real quick a question real quick, and I'll let you guys answer? Okay, but I'm a longtime fan, right, of the Broncos, and one of the guys that gets overlooked is Randy Gradishaw. I know, but many times the Broncos win the Super Bowl, they have not one defensive player in there. Randy Gradishaw, Carl McLemore, I'll throw him in there, Lewis White, but specifically Randy Gradishaw. He played 10 years in the NFL. He averaged 200 tackles a season. He's got 2,000 tackles plus for his career. There's a guy back in the Hall of Fame.
And that's fair. But hold on, Don.
Yeah.
Based on that, then Matt Blair should be in the Hall of Fame. Based on that, Isaiah Robinson should be in the Hall of Fame. You base it on that, Doug Buffon should be in the Hall of Fame, although he might be. Based on that, Bill Berge should be in the Hall of Fame. You're talking, and then Robert Bondi, you're talking about one of the all-time goods. Nothing against Randy Gradishaw. Fantastic ball player. Hats off to him, you know. But he's an all-time good. Does that make sense to you?
Well, you know what? I just think that he's overlooked. If he was in New York, he'd be in the Hall. But because, you know, my point is, he was consistent for 10 years, Jerry. But what you just said about Terrell, I understand that. But I'm saying, even when a guy does play 10, 12 years, has a solid career, I think a Hall of Fame career, they don't reward a guy that had 10 years. Wait a minute. Hold on.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Now I'm going to take it one step further to play devil's advocate. Okay.
Okay.
Jim Marshall. How was he not in the Hall of Fame? Jim Marshall was one of the most dominant defensive ends of his era. He played in more games, more consecutive games, more minutes, more everything than any other defensive end in NFL history. He's not in the Hall of Fame. Explain. Paul Kraus,
you know what,
who was a free safety for the Vikings for 1,000 years, and he still holds the NFL interception record with 81. Paul Kraus, it took him 11 tries to get into the Hall of Fame. 11. And nothing against Randy Gratishar. He's not Jim Marshall, and he's not Paul Kraus.
Well, I guess, guys, what I'm trying to say is basically, and that's why I'm not a fan of the Hall of Fame committee,
right.
What is the criteria? Because we don't even have – who's the last safety that was into that was inducted into the Hall of Fame? Atwater, Lynch, Dawkins.
I think Lynch should get it. I think, you know, truth is
a little more emphasis on defense.
Yeah, safeties are it's hard to – Here's the thing about safeties. It's hard to say how good a safety is.
Yeah, is it a tackler or a deflector?
Because here's the reason being. Okay, if you're a safety on a team with Roger Worley got into the Hall of Fame, or Larry Wilson got into the Hall of Fame. They were safeties on the – Larry Wilson was a safety for the Cardinals. Larry Wilson was this hard-nosed of a ball player. He guys probably played a game. He had an interception one time playing with two broken hands with both hands in complete casts and had an interception return for a touchdown. But he was playing on these bad Cardinal teams, and he did not have many interceptions because the Cardinal defense was so bad they didn't have to throw against them. Or if they did, the quarterback had 4.5. He could have taken a nap before throwing the passes. So his stats did not look that good, despite being as good a ball player as he was. Same argument with Carroll Dale for playing with those great Packer teams. There were so many good players on that team. He got lost in the shuffle, despite the fact he was probably, as Pat Summerall said, ran the most precise and exacting pass patterns in NFL history. This guy's never even been on the NFL the Hall of Fame list.
Well, I have a question. Another question for you guys.
Yeah.
When you look at safeties, who do you think is going to be the next safety that gets you? I mean,
it's got to take.
Troy
Polamalu. Polamalu. Yeah, no, get news here. Polamalu getting there long before Rondé Barber does.
What about Rondé Barber?
Well, no, Rondé Barber was a good safety. He wasn't a great, but Troy Polamalu was the kind of. Let's put it this way: when you were playing against the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, okay, you did not.
Yeah.
You did not plan an offense around Rondé Barber. When you were playing against the Pittsburgh Steelers, one of the things that concerned you as an offensive coordinator was, what the hell is Troy Polamalu going to be doing? And that's how you base it, my friend Don. That's just my you see what I'm saying?
I got a question on the Denver thing.
Appreciate what you guys are saying. I understand what you're saying, but I just look at a guy like Rondé Barber. If you look at his numbers, tackles, sacks, and
all over the field. They're the intangibles. And like one of the intangibles being, I mean, How much of an effect did he – look, I can't stand Deion Sanders. Deion Sanders couldn't tackle me. Deion Sanders was a hot dog. Deion Sanders was a tiger gun. But offensive coordinators had to figure out a way to get away from him, and that's why he's in the Hall of Fame. Same thing with Lester Haynes, the same thing. Lester Haynes was not a great cornerback, but what he was he made you throw in the other direction, and that's why. Listen, Donnie, we got to go, but I finally got to argue with Don.
Who's the backup for Denver in the Super Bowl? For Davis, the Pittsburgh game before the Super Bowl.
Oh, I can't remember who it was.
Yeah, he's a good running back, but they ran like 13, 14 times, and that's why I got to put Davis in, because that AFC Championship game against Pittsburgh,
you're basically putting him based on three seasons. Hey, yeah. Don, take care of yourself, my friend.
Hey, I appreciate the conversation, guys. You guys take care.
Go Nuggets, man. Our friend Don in Denver, one of my favorite callers on the planet. But no, you're going to put Terrell Davis in based on basically 2.5 seasons.
I'm a Charger fan, and I would put him ahead of
LaDainian. I'm looking at the numbers.
But you're taking that baseball longevity.
No, I'm not. Look, if those were the only 3 years he played, or only 4 years he played, and then he got hurt and could play, I'd say, but I'm looking at all the numbers. I'm looking at all the numbers.
Busted up dude, because he's a bowling ball.
Yeah, we've got an interview coming up here at 40 past the hour. I have no idea who it is. We're going to do an update next. We'll just let you know it was 20-13 AFC over the NFC, blah, blah, blah. Right. Sports Overnight America.
The following update is for drivers who pay too much for car insurance due to DUIs, DWIs, tickets, or anything else. By now, you know all too well that SR22 auto insurance is way more than you'd ever want to pay. You probably thought you didn't have a choice, but you were wrong. Our company specializes in low-cost, very affordable SR22 auto insurance for high-risk drivers. We know that mistakes happen, so take pride in being able to offer absolutely free quotes for this very affordable auto insurance meant specifically for you, the overpaying high-risk driver. We're standing by at 800-758-0725. The only thing you need to do is stop waiting around while your monthly payments stay as high as they are. Our knowledgeable representatives are ready for your call at 800-758-0725. The quote is free, and we'll even handle the filings so you could start saving money every month even sooner. Call 800-758-0725. That's 800-758-0725. Once more, 800-758-0725.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
855-325-1780. 855-325-1780. That's 855-325-1780.
Hi, I'm Dr. Robert Clapper, Chief of Orthopedic Surgery at Cedars-Sinai Medical Group in Los Angeles, California. Dedicated to your health, your life, and your sports. As a weekend warrior, you know about sports injuries and pain. Exercise is an important element in keeping your body's core in good shape to minimize sports injuries. But when you are in pain, there is one product that I recommend to my patients, and that is Blue Goo Gel. Blue Goo consists of a proprietary formula developed specifically for the treatment of inflammation and general muscle aches and strains. I recommend Blue Goo for my patients coping with hip and knee pain before surgery, especially bursitis and tendonitis. Give Blue Goo a try. Call 1-888-330-0123 and you'll receive a one-week supply of Blue Goo absolutely free. The makers of Blue Goo are even paying the shipping. The number again is 1-888-330-0123. If you want more information on Blue Goo, visit online at www.dothegoo.com.
Now available at select Big Five stores near you.
You're listening to Sports Overnight America.
He's a tight ass! He's a sadist! He's an absentee landlord.
Oh, yeah. God. And everyone thought this woman was African-American. She's a little 5-foot-tall British chick. She was 22 years old. Her name was Claire Torrey. Probably still is Claire Torrey.
But not 22.
No longer. Yes. She credits this to Heineken. David Gilmour gave her a Heineken. It works. Some days brought to you by the ProHammer Bat Kids, the number one training device used in the bigs right now, straight through the minors, youth leagues. They even have a softball bat to help you with your swing. You go to phbat.com. You type in the coupon code. You're going to get a great deal for the ProHammer Bat. Man, this computer is just really starting to piss me the hell off. As opposed to the other thing.
What do pitchers report? February 1st?
No. I think it's Valentine's Day, I think.
Really? No, I thought it was...
I'm guessing. I don't know. I could be wrong. Let's see right here.
You're the alternate facts guy.
NHL. There we go. It's the All-Star game.
It does coincide with my theory, but you can look.
Oh,
up.
Wait. Here you go. Here's your final score.
Uh-oh. AFC.
It's the Staples Center.
That's where it was.
Yeah.
They got two Stanley Cups, so I can't. How hard can I laugh? We got none at the
table. Oh, it was 10-7. It was just embarrassing.
So that is the final.
It was 10-6. It was a game one, the Central All-Stars against the Pacific, was 10-3. And in the second game, it was the Metropolitan All-Stars 10-6 over the Atlantic. Game three, which makes no sense.
What are you talking about?
There's three different All-Star games.
Oh, boy.
That's how bad it is. Who cares?
I'm never getting drunk for this show again.
Exactly. So by the way, the Pro Bowl, the AFC beat the NFC 20-13.
Any fights break out?
More NFL news to let you know about. Hall of Fame candidate John Lynch, former safety with the Tampa Bay Buccaneers and Denver Broncos, a Stanford grad. Yeah. He is now the general manager of the Niners.
It won't help.
They're going places. NBA
he
action.
Have a doctorate. It won't
four
help.
Overtimes. Carmelo Anthony hits for 45 points. Needed more. Atlanta 142-139 over the Knickerbockers. Looks like Melo may be hitting to the Clippers, who don't need him. And the Celtics are going to get J.J. Redick out of the deal.
If he only made that one free throw that he missed.
If he missed it, it would only in the second overtime, then we all could have gone home.
That's right.
I forgot who it was. Somebody played 61 minutes in the game.
There you go.
So that's getting up there.
Dedicated.
Exactly. Cleveland 107-91 over OKC. Good ball game between Orlando and Toronto. 114-113 was the Magic over the Raptors. Indiana wins again. 120-101 over Houston. Washington 107-94 over Nolens. Elsewhere, it was Dallas beating San Antonio in San Antonio.
Yes.
105-101 elsewhere. Chicago 121-108 over Philadelphia, and the Dubs go into Rip City and they take care of Portland Trailblazers. Good game though, 113.
That's not taking care
to 111. Yeah. Hey, they took care of biz, pal.
They won by two.
More alternative score. More alternative factual scores. Let's see. Oh, there was one top 20 team that lost in the college hoops. It was Perdon't. The boys out of West Lafayette, Bob Greasy and Drew Brees' alma mater, by the way.
Yeah, so, nice.
Nebraska 83-80 over Perdon. The rest of your top 25 scores, no particular order. Number one, Villanova 61-59 over the 12th ranked Cavaliers of Virginia. It was number 13, Louisville 85-60 over NC State. Come on, English, Jerry. Yes. Arizona, they're ranked 7th, 77-66 over the Huskies of Washington. 19th ranked Cincinnati Bobcats beat the Bulls of South Florida. I have a USF T-shirt. My friend Joanne got one.
San Francisco or South Florida?
South Florida.
Oh.
USFL. That's South Florida, you idiot. The Bulls. Yeah. As the Bulls as opposed to the Dons.
Okay. Very good. You know, the Dons got their Pope in there.
Yeah. It's a Jesuit. Jesuits, yes.
And they were going to kick him out.
Marquette's also a Jesuit school, as is Georgetown.
Are they really?
Georgetown.
Marquette. USF.
USF. USF. Gonzaga. And Boston College. And ready for this? The University of Scranton. Believe it or not. Xavier, 82-77 over St. John's.
Where did you go wrong?
Yeah, this update was brought to you by because I went to Catholic schools. This update was brought to you by the Pro Hammer Bat, the number one training device used in the Bigs right now. Go straight through the minors youth leagues. Even a softball bat to help with your swing. Go to phbat.com. Type in the coupon code
baseball.
Get a great deal for the Pro Hammer Bat. I forgot who the interview is with next, but we're going to take care of that when we come back. You know, you can follow us on Twitter, although we're pretty goddamn lazy about it. It's at Sports Overnight. Like our Facebook page, Sports Overnight America. Or you can just get a hold of me personally. I'm the only Jerry Burke, spelled GerrieBurke. My parents had a sense of HUMOUR. Once again, if you voted for Donald Trump or support him in any way whatsoever, you are a racist dog, and we don't want you to listen to this radio program any longer. By the way, the Royals have agreed to a deal with Brandon Moss.
That's it. Repeat.
Considering the fact they didn't win
last week, a repeat of what they did last year.
Yeah, considering a repeat of last year. Not making it to the Super World Series. This is Sports Overnight America. Sirius XM channel, God knows what.
Chris Townsend for the Pro Hammer Baseball Training Bat. The Pro Hammer Bat is the number one training tool in all of baseball, currently being used at all levels from Major League Baseball all the way down to Little League. We even have a softball version. The bat is essential for any ball player to take their game to the next level. Go to their website, phbat.com, and use the coupon code baseball. That's phbat.com, and use the coupon code baseball to get the special deal. You want results? Use the Pro Hammer Bat.
Do you use the blue pill to charge your sex life? Have you been thinking about trying the blue pill? What if we can promise you the same results for less than $3 a pill? If you're paying $20 a pill for the other pills, you're getting taken to the cleaners. Our pill delivers the exact same results for less than $3. We'll do the math for you. You'll save more than $16 a pill for the same results. Want more? We'll give you 40 blue pills or 40 yellow pills for $99 and add 4 more pills free. You save more than $500. You don't have to be a rocket scientist to know what to do next. You need to call and get your 44 pills for just $99. Stop overpaying for the other blue pills. Call us and start saving a ton of money for the exact same results. Ordering is fast and easy with your pills delivered to your door in a non-marked package. 800-223-0992. 800-223-0992. 800-223-0992. That's 800-223-0992.
This is a health warning from Dr. Approved Medical, America's trusted resource for back braces. If you're 65 or older and suffering from back pain, you may qualify to receive an advanced pain-relieving back brace at little or no cost to you. Many people are now using our pain-relieving back brace as an alternative to surgery or harmful medications and experience pain relief that they haven't felt in years. Don't let your back pain turn into something worse. Remember, if you qualify for no money out of pocket, there's nothing to lose and only real pain relief to gain. Our friendly team of experts will handle all paperwork and will deliver it for free. Just call 800-507-1148. Your pain-relieving back brace may be covered by Medicare at little or no cost to you. Call our hotline now and get free shipping plus a complimentary easy-to-use pedometer. 800-507-1148. 800-507-1148. 800-507-1148. Little to no cost with full insurance payment, copay, and deductible. Supply promo subject to qualification while supplies last.
iHeartRadio, an app so powerful, it holds 20 million songs from 450,000 artists, thousands of the best live radio stations, custom stations, and stations created just for you. It's anywhere and it's everywhere. Millions of songs, thousands of stations, one free app. iHeartRadio is that easy. Download the app today or listen online at iHeartRadio.com.
You're listening to Sports Overnight America.
Look, this would be so easy for me. I mean, physically, you're like my perfect fantasy.
Hell yeah.
Well, clearly, the sex would be fabulous. I mean, you're strong.
Yep.
You've got a perfect back.
You
I can just feel my arms and legs wrapped around
yeah.
you.
Yeah.
We'd be all over the room and go on for hours and hours.
Yeah, that's where it ends. I'm Irish. A La Belle sighting, boys and girls. Sports Overnight America, iHeartRadio Live, iTunes, the TuneIn app, Sirius and XM Channel 93. I'm sorry, I just like this part. And now joining us, boys and girls, this is a woman who I was on her show earlier today on Vivid Radio Channel 415. Go to vividradio.com to check them out. An absolute sweetheart of a woman, flat out gorgeous, and actually was polite and nice to me on her show. I don't get that kind of courtesy from my sisters, but you gotta love her. And Nikki Delano joins us here on Sports Overnight. Hey, Sugar Bottom, how are ya?
Hi, love. You know, everyone pronounces my last name wrong. You know what it is? I think because I'm Latin, I do Delano.
Oh, it's Delano. No, that's...
Everyone says Delano. You're not everyone says that.
You know, we have a street of a couple of blocks from where I live here in San Francisco. It is Delano, and it's in the Mission District. It's a Hispanic district. I should have known better, and I apologize for that.
It's okay. You're not the first person. Everyone says Delano. I just, because my Latin flavor is Delano.
Delano. ¿Cómo está mi amor?
Estoy muy bien, mi amor. Thank
yeah,
you for what, having me on.
Yeah, what I know about Spanish, I got from guys I used to buy weed from back in the day. That's about it. Nikki Delano joins us here on Sports Overnight America, iHeartRadio Live, iTunes, the TuneIn app, Sirius and XM Channel 93. You're from Brooklyn, from what I...
I am from Williamsburg, Brooklyn.
What I know about Brooklyn, I used to work for CBS in New York, and what I know about Brooklyn consisted one time of having a quickie with my girlfriend during a traffic jam on the Belt Parkway. That's about it when it comes to Brooklyn, that and Coney Island.
it's changed so much, Williamsburg. It has evolved from nothing to like Little Manhattan, Little Soho right now. Williamsburg is a pretty popping area, and it's amazing. I grew up, wasn't raised in New York, but Brooklyn was the main place I lived in, but I traveled. I mean, I lived in Queens, the Bronx, my mom.
Well, yeah, the South Bronx is now like one of the hippest places in New York to live.
Yeah, it's changed. It's evolved so much.
Yeah, I still have relatives there. My cousin used to be the house band over at Arthur's. on 8th and Grove in the Village. So yeah, I know my cousins live there. I used to work there. I grew up, you know, my mom only lives like an hour and a half from New York. I went to college in Philly, and so I know the area in New York pretty well. You went to John Jay College, by the way.
I went to John Jay College. I have a BA in Bachelor's in Forensic Psychology,
right.
Two minors and a KSAC. Everyone says, why did you get into the adult? You know what? I really love what I do.
Well, and that's understood that Nina Hartley has a master's degree in nursing from San Francisco State. She graduated cum laude. Ron Jeremy, a master's degree in special education. Jamie Gillis, I mean, he went to Columbia. I mean, there are people that, you know, what's her name? Tracy Adams. She went to San Diego State. She's from Baltimore. I would love to meet her again. But yeah, she worked in radio. There are people. Tom Byron, University of Houston. It's not an industry of idiots. I John Jay's, for those of you who don't know, John Jay College, it's was that West 59th Street in Manhattan?
Yes.
See
it's
that?
A cop school. It's a cop school.
It's a cop school. It's the premier university in this school for like criminal justice, criminal behavior sciences, criminal investigation. So in other words, it's not one of your better schools to buy weed. Do you come up to San Francisco often?
I do. I shoot a lot for King.com.
I live about a mile up the street from there.
Nice. I love San Francisco. It's beautiful out there. It might be a little bit of New York, kind of.
It reminds
like
me
in the downtown area.
More of Boston than New York.
Yeah,
because I lived in Boston for years. Yeah,
it's a pretty cool place. It's a pretty cool place.
Except for 49 square miles surrounded by reality, as Paul Kantner once described it.
Nice. It's pretty windy out there too.
Yeah, it is. And I love when people come out to visit here, or friends, or you just see tourists coming out here in the summertime in shorts and t-shirts, and they're like freezing their asses off, because it's true. I mean, in the summertime you freeze here in San Francisco with the fog and the wind, and you try to explain to them this is not sunny, warm California. You have to go down the PCH a couple miles for that. But I love it here. I've lived here for a long, long time, and not for love or money would I ever leave. Well, that's not true. I'd leave for anything. But I do love it here. And we'll get to how you ended up in Los Angeles, but let me explain to everyone that this is Nikki Talano. She is an adult film star, also a radio host on Vivid Radio on Sirius and XM 415. Go to vividradio.com to check them out. So here's a girl a woman who goes to John Jay, does very well academically. She's going to go into, you're going to be a crime fighter, I guess would be the best way.
I want to be in the FBI, to be honest. I want to be in the FBI or NYPD. That was my official goal when I went to school, and yeah.
Nothing wrong with that. I mean, I wanted to be the master of time-space continuum. You saw how that worked out for me. So, first off, how many brothers and sisters do you have, if you don't mind my asking?
So, you know, Latin families are really cultured, and my mom had four boys and four girls, and I am the oldest.
Okay, see, I have four younger sisters and me. I didn't even know I had a bathroom until I was like 16. I'm serious. I just thought when it rained, that meant it was my turn to take a shower. So,
oh my God,
so anyway, so
it.
So you're growing up in New York. You're going to school. You're doing well. When did the little bell or little light go off to say, you know what, I like this whole criminal justice thing, but I like something else a little bit better. I mean, what was the antecedent that got you started in the adult industry to begin with?
Basically, you know, I was in school, I graduated college, and I took up modeling as a hobby, and it ended up going from lingerie modeling to less clothes and less clothes and less clothes.
There you go.
Clothes.
Hey, you know, and what's the complaint about that? Clothing's overrated. You have to pay money for it, right?
We were born naked. I mean, like, I don't mind. I'm a nudist. I don't mind being nude in public. Not that I will be walking in New York naked, but I don't mind it at all. It doesn't faze me. It doesn't bother me at all.
You should come to some of the parades we have here in San Francisco.
I've heard of those. They're really wild.
We have the Bay to Breakers race. It's a race that's about 7 miles. Starts downtown and ends at Golden Gate Park, and you know, the people running nude, and it's a lot of fun. I enjoy it.
Yeah, free spirited, wild, and fun, and I enjoy it. I really enjoy it. So.
That's our San Francisco. Nikki Talano joins us here. Okay, so you start doing modeling with the less clothes and the lesser clothes and the lesser clothes. You get your degree, and you wake up one day and you decide what?
I got an offer from Brothers in Miami to go out and shoot, and I took the offer, not right away, because my family is really, really strict. I grew up in a Catholic home.
So did I. Look what happened to me.
Exactly. We're naughty. I grew up in a Catholic home, So I was dating this guy at the time, and I found out he cheated on me.
Bastard.
So that was kind of the pushing point. I felt like, you know what, I'm going to go out there, I'm going to shoot this adult movie, this content, and it's going to come out because Brazzers is a one of the top sites in the world, and he's going to find out, and it's going to be a smack in the face for him.
Yeah, that's how Jenna Jameson got into it. Same thing. The boyfriend cheated on her, dumped her, and she's like, oh, yeah, watch this.
Yep, exactly. So I went out there, I shot a bunch of scenes, and then the week after I went out again, Bang Bros flew me out, and I shot a bunch of content for them. And a month later, my family found out because I was getting booked so much for shoots for mainstream adult companies that...
Right. That's the one aspect of it that always interested me. Katie Morgan grew up homeschooled, extremely fundamental Christian family, and I guess she hid it from them for like 7 years or something like that. And I don't know how she did that. I mean, I was scared to death to tell my parents that I was switching majors in college, but that's me. I mean, they found out before you told them, correct?
They did. You know what it was? The gym that I went to, my uncle also went to the same gym. Right. And one of his friends, workout partners, had told him. And he went over to my family's house and he told everyone, including my grandmother. I was like, why did you tell my grandmother? She would have never known. She actually the one that raised me. And when I found that, I was devastated. They didn't talk to me for a bit. They know what I do. But right now, it's like an elephant in the room. When I go back to New York, it's like, They know I'm doing really well, but they just don't talk about it.
Right. In other words, out of sight, out of mind. You don't talk about it, we won't talk about it. It was a don't ask, don't tell, right?
Absolutely. Exactly.
Now, have any of your brothers or sisters asked you about it?
Yes, they all know.
I know that they know, but are any of them like curious to the point where they actually ask you what it's like? I mean,
no. Oh. No. Ah. I think they're kind of scared to ask me that question for some reason. Most of my siblings are in their teens.
Right.
But I think they're kind of scared to ask me for some reason about it. I mean, yeah, it's pretty crazy. Yeah, they're scared to ask me.
Okay. Nikki Delano joins us here at Sports Overnight America, iHeartRadio Live, iTunes, the TuneIn app, Sirius, and XM Channel 93. You don't mind if I keep you for about 5 more minutes, do you?
No, not at all.
I'm in conversation. Okay, so how did you end up, you're in Los Angeles right now, correct?
Yes.
Now, the fact that Los Angeles and San Francisco are on the same planet, let alone the same state, is utterly amazing to me. You never saw two places more different. How did you end up in? Did you just go out there because that's where the money's to be made in the business, or did you just get sick and tired of winters in New York?
Absolutely. You know, California is so big. Like you mentioned, San Francisco is a 6-hour drive from LA. It's so big.
Yeah.
But you know what?
And we're only about halfway up the state. Everyone thinks we're Northern California. We're like mid-state.
Yeah, it is large. California is so big, but it's beautiful.
It is.
And, you know, I always wanted to change locations. And I lived in Miami for a year, but the adult business is in L.A. So instead of flying back and forth constantly, I felt like if I wanted to take my career to the next step, I had to move out here. And it was the best decision ever because the weather is beautiful. It's just such a different lifestyle.
It is.
New York is so fast-paced. It's beautiful. It's so many opportunities. But L.A., I like waking up in the morning, walking my dog, having my coffee. You know, it's more peaceful. I mean,
it is. It is. I mean, I grew up in the Northeast, and I worked in Boston and New York and Baltimore, Philadelphia, places like that. And, I mean, it's different. I mean, you're trying to explain it to people back where I grew up in a tiny little conservative town. First in Massachusetts, then in Pennsylvania, and you know they you try to explain it to them, and you can't. It's almost impossible. You almost have to. The friends of mine who have come out and visited me, they're like, "Okay, now I get it." You know. But by the way, how do you like your coffee? In case I wake up with and get to make you one someday.
I like my chai latte from Starbucks.
Me too.
That's my everyday go-to.
Okay. Well, you can't swing a dead cat, without hitting a Starbucks here in San Francisco. What kind of dog do you have?
Okay, he has his own little Instagram. It's at Benzo Benzino. I mean, everyone knows it. I have a little baby. He is like attached to my hip. He's half Chihuahua, half mini pincher.
Yeah.
And I actually rescued him 3 years ago, and he's been a blessing in disguise. He is the best thing.
I'm a big dog fan myself. I've had them my whole life. So
you
I've
have any dogs yourself?
Oh yeah, I grew up with 6 dogs. We had a farmhouse in Massachusetts. We had 6 dogs growing up in this big farmland. And my dog that I had for God like 12-13 years just passed away about a year or two ago.
Aww.
And I still sleep with her ashes. And it's like I'm just I like I get rescues myself. And I live literally right across the street from my veterinarians, and I tell them, you know, if you find one that really is like, you know, the death warrant's been signed, come and get me, and I'll take care of it. So that's what I'm waiting
for. They're like children. They're like your family.
Oh yeah. I called Penny. What was her name? Like my furry yellow sidekick. I mean, we were inseparable.
Same with my baby.
She slept with me. I mean, I was hoping to do better, but at least she was a natural blonde, you know.
Oh, I love it. I prefer the dog, to see put a dog than a human.
There's a great line that said, to cuddle with.
You know what I mean.
I know. Outside of a dog, a book is man's best friend. Inside of a dog, it's too dark to read. That's one of my favorite lines. Groucho Marx said that. Nikki Delano, adult film star. By the way, the radio thing, you have a nice delivery. You got to slow down a little bit. But how long have you been doing the radio thing for them?
I've been doing it for a year now.
Really? Yeah, you're doing it. And Owen, your producer, who's always very cool with me, I'd love to have his job.
Yeah.
But no, you're doing a good job with that. Hey, listen, we've got about a minute and a half here. Okay. This is your chance to shamelessly, first off, by the way, I'm going to give you the blanket invitation I give everybody, and some of them take me up on it. Next time you're in San Francisco, and when we get off the air here, I'll give you my cell number. You're up here, dinner on me in North Beach, okay? Fair enough?
I would love that.
Okay, I got to remember to find Jeff Carter for you, though. You're a hockey guy.
I know the team. I want the team.
By the way, Nikki here is a big fan of Jeff Carter, the center, just being the forward for the L.A. Kings. And what she found out in skates is 6'8" and looks like a blonde Nordic god. We talked about things on Vivid we can't talk about here, but I'm going to get some media passes for us when I'm down in L.A. in March, and we'll go hang out in the locker room with the L.A. Kings. I'll go find some girls somewhere.
Absolutely, yes, I would love that.
Well, here's your chance. You got about a minute and a half here. Why don't you shamelessly promote anything you want to? Give me your website, all that fun stuff. Okay.
You guys can find me on my Twitter and Instagram at Nikki Delano. It's NikkiDelano. My official Snapchat page, it's Nikki Delano with 4X.
Slow down, slow down, relax. Mellow. This is an overnight show. My average listener is an unemployable alcoholic in their mother's basement. Slow down.
You know what it is? I think it's a Latin in me. I'm a really, like, an energetic person.
Uh-huh.
And being Latina, we just talk really fast. Okay. We're really expressive. We talk with our heads.
I know you're aggressive. I've seen some of your work.
And we talk with our heads. We're just really fast talkers. But as I mentioned on my Instagram, Twitter is at Nikki Delano, NikkiDelano. Snapchat, Nikki Delano with 4 X's. I'm going to be actually feature dancing in Sacramento next week, headlining the New Year's Eve event, December 28th through the 31st.
Nice.
So that's I feature dance across the country, so that's my upcoming feature. What? I have so many other dates, but it's too many to see now.
Off the top of your head, when are you coming to San Francisco?
Hopefully very soon. I have to get my schedule from Kink as far as when I'm going to be shooting.
I literally live out, that's on Mission and 14th. I'm out towards Mission in Geneva, out in the Outer Mission, out by the Cow Palace. So, hey,
nice.
Exactly. Hey, listen, can you hang on the line for me here? We're going to say goodbye and get ready to go into some spots here, but I wanted to get some. Okay. Hang on for 1 second, okay?
Okay, sounds good.
One of the nicest and smartest people ever to graduate from John Jay College. The great Nikki Delano. That's Delano. Tell you, just a little bit of a courtesy to her doing some Santana. A little soul sacrifice action. Actually, just Google Nikki Delano. Delano, it's spelled just like Delano was in Franklin Delano Roosevelt. Come back, quick update, boys and girls. This is Sports Overnight America, iHeartRadio Live, iTunes, a TuneIn app, Sirius XM, Channel 93. Once again, our thanks to the great Nikki Delano.
If you or someone you love suffers from drug addiction, now is the time to utilize your private health insurance PPO plan. If eligible, receive up to $30,000 or more in substance abuse benefits with low or no out-of-pocket cost. We are the National Treatment Network, the premier drug and alcohol treatment referral service operating 24/7. We help connect you with facilities nationwide that accepts PPO private health insurance for substance abuse. If you have PPO substance abuse coverage and you need immediate admittance to a medical detox or residential rehab treatment center, call us now. Call our live referral helpline today. The call is free. This program is not available to Medicare or Medicaid customers.
Call 800-296-0906. 800-296-0906. 800-296-0906. That's 800-296-0906.
Are you a business owner or an individual who owes the IRS? Then be prepared to write down an important phone number. Do you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes? Do you need to file back tax returns? Are you dealing with bank levies and wage garnishments? It's time to deal with your IRS problem today. Call Certified Tax Tax Representation now. Certified Tax Tax Representation, Inc. represents clients just like you in all 50 states. They will contact the IRS on your behalf the same day that you become a client, and you can become a client immediately. It's time for you to face your IRS problems. Think about how great you're going to feel when you're represented by a company who's an advocate for you, who knows the law, who also will contact the IRS the same day you become a client. Call today for your free, no obligation consultation. Call now, 1-800-999-1064. That's 1-800-999-1064. Not all cases are typical and some may not qualify. The consultation is free and so is the call, so call right now. 1-800-999-1064. That's 1-800-999-1064.
Dish TV is better than cable TV. Why? Because you can save 45% on packages compared to your high-priced cable bill. Wow. Take those giant scissors out and cut the cable and save with Dish TV. Plus, you get a free DVR upgrade to record your favorite shows and free installation. And with Dish Anywhere, you can watch TV for free on your mobile device. Act fast. You can save hundreds of dollars. Does your cable company do that for you? I don't think so. Get all the best TV programming at your fingertips at a fraction of the price of cable TV. So say adios, arrivederci, goodbye to the high cable bill, and save up to 45% on Dish TV packages today. These are limited time offers and can change at any time. Call fast. 800-405-2561. 800-405-2561. 800-405-2561. That's 800-405-2561.
You're listening to Sports Overnight America.